Ten Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the 8th anniversary special show. That's right. 8 years. This is going to an 8th year. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida. If you missed any part of the first hour, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and listen to what you missed. I think it was a good show the first hour.
Listen to come.
What are you saying? What are you saying? We got a lot more coming up. This is your host, Michael. And listen, Chris Shaw, if you're listening, we want to play a couple of the commercials.
Well, there's three.
There's three of them. From listen to this. From when we had Blind Matters, this was some of the fun spots we made, skits from Blind Matters. Can you play that now, Chris?
For the Jitterbug phone.
For the phone.
The Golders is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, Lynn, can you get Brian for me on the phone?
Michael, I can't do that right now. I'm in the middle of washing the dishes. My
again, I gotta wait.
Away.
I can't believe I gotta
wait. Well, that's
again.
Too bad. Oh, I'm really getting tired of this. And you should be too. Let's buy a Jitterbug phone, Michael. I've been bugging you about this for months. You will regain your independence, and I will get my sanity back.
So what's so good about Jitterbug?
With a Jitterbug phone, you can do it all yourself, Michael. All you have to do is press zero and yes, and a live operator will help you. So when I'm driving, you're not sticking a phone under my nose. When I'm washing dishes, you're not sticking a phone under my nose.
So what fun will that be?
Big buttons, easy to use, no contracts. Michael, it's affordable. Rate plans start at only $14.99 a month.
Okay, so let's check out this Jitterbug phone.
Meet the Golders is brought to you by Jitterbug Plus. Nationwide coverage on one of the nation's largest and most dependable wireless networks. Find out more at greatcall.com. Meet the Golders is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
So now that you convinced me, Lynn, tell me about this Jitterbug phone.
Michael, the Jitterbug Plus cell phone has big buttons with a backlit keypad, simple menus with yes and no buttons. Push zero and then yes and you get an operator. Has the longest lasting battery on the market, 25 days of standby time. Rate plans start at just $14.99 a month. Award-winning apps like the 5-star urgent response turns your cell phone into a personal safety device. My World keeps you up to date with your personal interests wherever you are, if you want the weather or sports or the stocks. And very, very important, Michael, U.S.-based operators 24/7 who can help you manage your phone book. And right now, we can save $20 on the Jitterbug Plus.
Okay, I can't wait to use my Jitterbug Plus.
Meet the Golders is brought to you by Jitterbug Plus. Nationwide coverage on one of the nation's largest and most dependable wireless networks. Find out more at greatcall.com. Meet the Golders is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, Lynn, about my phone.
Michael, I'm on my way out the door and taking Miss Green for a walk. What do you need? Do you need me to dial a phone number for you?
Absolutely not. I just wanted to say, hey, Lynn, just to tease you. Remember, I could do it myself. I just dial zero and yes, and I get a live operator, 100% U.S.-based. And I can tell them who I want them to call from my contact list. I love my Jitterbug Plus. No contracts, no cancellation fees. Big buttons, large numbers, bright screen, simple to use, makes my life easier.
And mine too.
I'm going to tell everyone about my Jitterbug Plus and let them know that they should call 800-727-0990. That's 800-727-0990 to get their Jitterbug Plus, and they get their free car charger.
Well, that's great, Michael. I'm going now.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Michael.
So that's the commercials Michael. Back in the day when yes, Miss Green was Michael. Alive. She was part of it, Miss Green, when she was alive.
Don't you remember when they were trying to do mobile phones and it was coming out mobile home?
Yeah.
That commercial was done about was 11 years ago.
Hey, Michael, yeah. What's amazing is you and I still have the Jitterbug phone.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, now it's not called Jitterbug anymore. Now it's called Lively.
Wasn't that great, guys?
Lively, yeah. But it's still Jitterbug phone. Yeah.
Meet the Golders. Yeah. That was our little Thank you, Chris, for playing those. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. So that was Blind Matters, and that was
a long time ago.
Miss Green was alive, and she was barking in the background.
It was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you catch the prices on the phone? Yeah. The prices were and the rates? Yeah.
Okay, so Gary, we have a call.
We have a call on the line right now. I'd like to say hello.
Next sponsor.
Eugene from, where is he from? Eugene.
Clearwater.
Clearwater, Florida. Eugene, you're on the phone. You're on the phone line. Eugene, you're up.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn. Hey, Sheila. Gary, Dave, Charles, and of course, Chris.
Hey, Eugene.
Just want to say congratulations.
You got a good memory.
8 year of outstanding programming.
We appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much, Eugene.
Thank you.
I've had a few people from my council call because the lady just called Robin. She's one of the members of Pinellas Council of the Blind.
Oh, very nice.
And Eugene, we're grateful for your friendship too after all these years. Truly.
Yes.
A great listener.
Thank you.
Supporter.
Y'all take care and have another, at least another
you
8
too. You too. Thank you, Eugene.
Thanks for calling in, Gene. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Eugene.
Now we're going to talk to another sponsor that has supported the show for the last few years, and we're very glad to talk to Roland Mattern again. And Roland, if you don't know, is Director of Marketing at Eastside Eyewear. Welcome, Roland.
Welcome, Roland.
Hey, Roland. For the anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Quite the achievement. 8 years, that's awesome that you guys have been bringing fantastic content to your audience and building the audience and bringing value. I'm really proud to be part of the experience.
That is a long time, 8 years.
And we are very, very proud to have you as a sponsor. We thank you so much for sponsoring the radio show. Without you, Eastside, we wouldn't have a show. Thank you for Eastside for being part of the show. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure entirely. And for the anniversary month, for the entire month of April, I'm going to offer a $1,000 discount for anybody who mentions the show and gets on our website, does the free evaluation, and decides to do the home experience evaluation of the product. So they decide to buy, we'll give you a $1,000 discount for the entire month of April.
Wow.
To celebrate the 8th anniversary of this great show.
Terrific.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's
great. And I hope people take advantage of what you're saying because it's a great product.
I hope so too. You know, our mission is really to get as many people exposed to this technology and hopefully let them benefit from our technology. So hopefully this will allow more people to pick up the phone, get on our website, call, get in touch, and we'll see if we can help.
Can change a lot of lives for sure.
Hopefully. Great. Yep. Hopefully.
The question, if they want to pick up the phone and try to make a phone call and see if it's Eastside for them, hopefully they'll pick up the phone and call.
Absolutely. And the best way to get a hold of us as well is if you go to our website, you can do a free evaluation quiz that'll get you in touch with us. And it's www.eastsideeyewear.com. And on the top right corner of that website, there's that button. Push that button, answer a few questions, and we can get in touch with you.
Oh, Roland, you don't tell people who are blind to do the top right corner. You tell them what it says, okay?
It says free consultation.
Thank you.
Amateur mistake.
It's okay. We're here to educate, right?
you've got 8 years experience. I don't. It's obvious.
I got more than
eight. Roland, it's okay, Roland, because we still watch TV.
Perfect. Hopefully, Eastside will allow you to watch TV even clearer.
Yeah, thank you.
It will for a lot of people, seriously.
I've heard a lot of good things about Eastside.
Yeah, we've got about 5,000 units in the market now.
Roland, I want to say one thing. I knew I was going to go blind eventually, but if I knew for the many years that I had low vision, if I don't had that so I could have done what I could see that I missed.
That's true, Gary. Wow. If you had known about that then.
It's absolutely true. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, technology moves quick, but sometimes it doesn't move quick enough to get to everybody. But hopefully we can get to everyone who can benefit from it. And a $1,000 discount hopefully will help them access the technology as well.
Yep, some very innovative stuff, and people can really benefit from it that have low or almost no vision quite often can still benefit.
Absolutely. And for any of the veterans listening out there, in your listenership, it's 100% covered through the VA as well. So if you are a veteran, if you serve the country, thank you for your service, and get a hold of eSight through your VA, and they'll cover it 100% for you.
Well, you've got a
wonderful thank you
product.
So much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you,
Roland. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on this special day. Really happy to have had the opportunity to speak with you guys.
Very happy to have you on. Thank you so much for sponsoring our radio show. Thank you so much.
My
thank
pleasure.
You. Always enjoy talking to you.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Roland. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Real nice.
Okay. So while we're waiting, let's do a trivia. Trivia time.
So we have Sheila and David. Who's next?
Who's next? Let's try Sheila Young. Sheila, you got a good song for us?
I do, but I have to admit I stole it from one of our listeners. So I am, you know, totally honest. I totally stole this idea. I need the name of the song, and I would love it if you know the artist as well. And thank you, Dan Day.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
And that be 1680.
From Sheila Young.
All except for Dan. Dan's not allowed to call in for this one.
No, he cannot call in.
As tempting as it is, right? All right, Chris.
Chris, you there?
He left.
Mine. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
I'm so happy for you, baby. Now that you found somebody new, I see it in your eyes. Lord, it's no surprise what he can do for you. But when I look back, baby, when I look back to what we had, and I know I've got good times, but there were just as many bad. And so I wish you
happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
I love that song.
Yeah.
The phone number to call is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I believe we have a caller on the line. Okay. I don't know if it's for the trivia.
No, I don't think so. It's too soon.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Paul. Wrong.
His name is Paul from New Jersey. Paul from New Jersey. I think he's from Hamilton, New Jersey. Are you there, Paul?
Hi. Hi, Paul.
Can you all hear me?
Hello, Paul.
Yep. Hi, can you hear me? Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm a new listener, basically, not first time, but I've only been listening for about a month, and I truly enjoy listening to the show and getting to know Michael and Lynn and all you wonderful folks, and I just wanted to make sure I wish you guys a very, very happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Well,
thank you so much, Paul. Thank you.
Very nice of you. Thank
we hope you,
man.
Continue to listen.
Excuse me?
I said we hope that you continue to listen.
Feel free to call in any old time.
I will do that. Good luck to everybody. Stay healthy.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Paul from New Jersey.
Very nice call. We'll take his call.
Anybody calling in from this song, this trivia song?
Paul is also a veteran, correct?
Yeah, Paul's a veteran, yep.
Yeah, he's a veteran. He's a Vietnam veteran.
Yep,
he's a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm.
I bet you there's some people calling in for that song. Now, that was a popular See, and a great bass line. I love that bass line.
Uh-huh. Good music.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry I had to steal it.
It wasn't stealing. It was power frustration. It was power frustration. Yeah.
There's music out there to be.
It was a good choice, Dan. If you're listening, Dan.
Hey, they
won't get it.
Yes, Gary.
I wanted to mention quickly that I love being out on my patio to do the show, but the peacocks were so noisy this time, or they're going to bed, and they screech and holler.
Oh, I didn't hear them.
I'm inside tonight because I didn't want to wreck our anniversary show. But Gary, the other day, counted 16 in my front yard.
16 peacocks?
In my front yard.
Oh, my gosh.
They like your
That's only part of them. I got a whole bunch of them out here now.
Oh, wow. Did Gary say that any of the males were spreading their tails?
Yep, and they're about half and half. Oh, yeah, they are.
When I was a kid, and we used to go to the zoo and camp, I was always looking for the feathers that would drop on the ground, the peacock feathers, and I would take them home. They're so beautiful.
Well, I'm just going to mention that they molt two times a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, when they drop those long feathers.
They're gorgeous, with all different colors.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Any colors?
Yes. Did Paul hang up already?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
All right, so I have two callers on the phone line. I'm getting confused over here because I'm going back and forth.
Any new callers? Any new callers?
I have Howie from Oceanside, New York, and I have Debbie from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Who was first?
Howie.
Okay,
Howie.
Howie been trying to get it in, and Howie has made, he said, Chris, am I the only one on the phone line? I said, no, not yet. He said, all right, I'm gonna stay here. So let's go talk to Howie from Oceanside. Howie, how you doing?
Hey, Howie.
All right, that's cool.
You broke up, honey.
It was again.
Oh, yeah.
Howie, all this work you put in, you in a bad area with the signal.
That's what happens when you're Oceanside, New York.
This is real live radio, people. You can't get this nowhere else. Howie, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who did you say that was, Howie?
The Little River Band.
And what's the name of the song?
The Little River Band. He was right.
And what's the name of the song?
And I hit Miley Cyrus.
Wait, what was the name of the song, Howie?
I have a connection with you guys.
Yeah, he got a real bad connection.
He does, but he got it.
Both? Sheila, he got the band.
Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Howie. Congratulations, Howie.
Does he want a $10 gift card from Subway or he want a $10 card from Starbucks?
Well, he might be excited about Subway because it sounds like he up under the Subway with the phone.
There you go.
He's going into the Subway.
Change. We'll take Starbucks and send it to Oceanside, please.
Okay, so he said the Starbucks. I heard Starbucks come in.
Oh, Starbucks. He wants Starbucks to send to Oceanside.
So he's trying to come above the Subway. He want to be on top of the Subway. Okay, Howie. We got you covered, Howie. Thank you.
Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, guys. Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Howie.
Yeah, Starbucks.
Okay. All right.
Say hi to Debbie.
That was a struggle right there. He worked all his heart just to get in for his phone to go fail on him.
Get his address from Long Island.
I have it.
Okay.
Couldn't let him lose.
He's a continual person that wins all the time.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Miss Debbie.
Yeah, let's talk to Debbie.
Debbie, from where?
St. Petersburg.
Debbie from St. Petersburg.
Michael, okay. Lynn, Gary, Dave, Sheila, Charles, happy anniversary to y'all.
Wow,
you notice I said y'all. I've got that southern twang down here now. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't hear anything, so I'm pretty sure it was Howie. Did he get the song?
Yes,
he did.
Sorry, okay. He beat you to it.
Oh, that's okay. I wanted to call y'all and say happy anniversary. And the thing that I've liked the most about the show over the past 8 years is hearing about some of these new technology products that are available. Some of these things I haven't heard of before. So, you know, you hear it first on the Blind and Beyond radio show, right?
Aww, thank you.
That's correct.
That's true.
Yeah, we were one first. Of the ones. We were one of the ones that missed out on the first 20 minutes or so, but we kept trying and trying, and finally it came through. So persistence does pay off.
Thank you,
Debbie. I got to ask you something, Debbie. Did you get to hear Pete sing God Bless America?
No, because it was the first 20 minutes.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, 15 minutes.
No, we didn't hear that. No, we didn't. No.
So, but, Debbie.
It was the streaming.
Debbie, just so the audience knows, I think I'm right that saying that you listened to Blind Matters back when?
That's right. We sure did.
Oh,
and
I remember those
Jitterbug commercials. They were hysterical.
You do?
You guys did such a great job with that. It reminded me of that. I don't remember the show, but I heard about it, the Bickersons. That's it was kind of a takeoff on. Yep.
Yeah.
It was great.
And you should have seen me looking through all my flash drives trying to find them. Oh my goodness.
did you get to hear the Las Patas commercial?
Yeah, she heard.
Yes, no, I did hear that. Yes.
Well, you played it again.
The second time when you played it. We didn't hear that to begin with. So that was great too. You really sold them, Michael, literally.
Thank you, Debbie.
I believe in the product. That's why it worked.
Well, thanks so much, and we really enjoyed ourselves last week. So thank you again, and happy anniversary.
You're quite welcome.
I enjoyed listening to you, actually.
I did too. That was fun, yeah.
All right. You take care.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. Say hello to Grant for us.
We will. Thank you.
So now, folks, if you're out there listening, you can call in and say hello to, if you wish, 407-894-680. You can call in. Love to hear from you. Wherever you are, you can call in 407-894-680. Love to hear from you. The lines are wide open, waiting for you. You can say, hello. As I say to my great-grandchild, hello. She knows that ridiculous voice when I say, hello. She says, it's Grandpa. I said, yeah. You know what she said last week when we spoke to her on Zoom? We were talking, and all of a sudden she says, I've had enough. Goodbye. She's going to be 3 years old. That's what she said. I've had enough. Goodbye.
Yeah, they definitely know their own mind, don't they?
She's going to be 3 years old on April 9th, and she's already saying, all right, I had enough. Goodbye.
And they only have so long of attention span, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, at least she knows.
Hey, Michael. Michael.
Yeah.
I found out you did something that I did. We both shocked ourselves. And you did the Las Patas commercial right off the cuff, boom, 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 like that with no nothing. You just went and did it. That's exactly how I did Sonny's Barbecue. Remember that day?
Yep. Yep.
Spontaneous. Boom, 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 boom. And I went right through it.
That's people, no practice. A product you believe in.
Yeah.
Lip smacking good food, right?
Lip smacking good food, exactly.
I like that.
Don't forget the garlic toast.
That's right. I used to look forward to listening to those. That's great. Yeah, some great history for sure. And we're going to make some more.
Heck yeah.
That's right.
Right now, I want to thank someone who didn't come in, and that is Ben Shaberman and
Chris Adams
from Foundation Fighting Blindness. I want to thank them for being a sponsor for quite a few years on the show, and they just renewed again this year until next year, it's 2024. I want to thank them so much for renewing, and I want to thank them for being part of the show and sponsoring us. They're a great organization, Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Oh, they are, for sure. And you've got two callers.
We do. Thank you, Sheila. We have Arnold from South Florida, and I don't see the other one. Wait a second.
Arnold from South Florida.
And Dan Day from Altamont.
And Dan Day, I want to talk to Arnold. New.
No, Arnold's not new.
He's not new?
No, but let's talk to him anyway.
Okay, Arnold, you there? Arnold.
Yes, I am.
Hey, Arnold.
How's it going?
So what do you have to say for yourself, Arnold?
Okay, well, I was at Dunkin' Donuts, not Starbucks, earlier this week on Wednesday, and someone had left the New York Post there, and I was flipping through it, and I ran across an article. It's titled, well, now, New York Post likes to use puns in their headlines. So this is a headline. Vitamin I, E-Y-E, for the blind. Fish oil remedy. And it's by Brooke Steinberg, and she goes on to talk about, I'm assuming it's a woman, researchers have created a first-of-a-kind omega-3 docosahexaenoic fatty acid, DHA, which protects the eye. Of course, now it's all still in the experimental stages, and I guess they're mainly talking about treating macular degeneration, you know, the dry, atrophic, or wet, which is exudative. But at the bottom of the article, of course, it says it's still further research would be needed to done for safety purposes before trials on humans can begin. However, they are experimenting on mice, and they, in their eyes, I don't know how they do that, but they had marked improvement. And then they went on to say, supplements currently on the market and available in stores had no effect on levels or efficiency, which I'm assuming they were talking about. They used.
Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us. Thank you so much. Pardon? We have to go to the next caller. I said, thank you, Arnold, for sharing it with us.
Okay. Well, I'll mail the article to you. I got your address.
Okay.
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you for sharing it.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Arnold.
One thing I want to say, I got to say something.
Yes.
For those who missed the beginning of the show, we have a new sponsor, and they're fabulous.
In England.
Yes. And it's fabulous. It's called Pen Friends.
Yes.
It's a great pen.
It's a labeling.
I'm going to get it myself because you can use it in everything. You can use it for the pen. It goes to a box, like if you want a cereal, you want to know what it is.
Or your medicines.
Or my medicines. Or it also, if you have clothing, it'll tell you if it's a blue shirt or green shirt. You can put up against a lot of things, this pen.
So Robin, if you're still listening, he sent me an email. He said it's 1:10 in the morning here in UK. Robin, if you're listening, we appreciate your support and your sponsorship. And rest assured that the commercials are running. We had a bit of internet streaming issues the first 20 minutes. You can listen to the archive show later this evening or tomorrow.
We played it beginning of the show.
Yes, we did. And also the top of the second hour. So yep. We're so happy you're listening all the way from the UK.
Wow. But it's a great product, Pen Friends. Great yes. Product. And buy it. And don't forget to buy it at LSNS or Independent Living Aids. Okay. That's the place where to get it.
So let's talk to Dan Day.
Dan Day's on the line right now for Orlando, Florida. Dan Day, you're here. You're
hey, Dan.
On the line.
Hey, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, happy anniversary, baby.
Thanks for the song.
How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hey, I could tell you guys are having a good time tonight. Hey, I just wanted to call and say how much appreciate. I know I speak for Ben Shaverman and Chris Adams, too, that we are real proud FFB is to be a sponsor. And thank you for helping us get out all the important information about science and medical progress over the years. So it's great to be a sponsor, I know, of Blind and Beyond. And you guys do such a great service to the blind and visually impaired community.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan, so much. Thank you, Dan.
And we appreciate your friendship after all these years.
Absolutely.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness really does.
And I don't know if the fans know it here. I don't know if our listeners know. Dan Day has the real Doris Day. His mother has the real name, Doris Day.
Yeah.
Doris Day. That's right.
Thank you, Dan.
And
thanks, Dan, for calling in.
He is the president of the local chapter of the Foundation Fighting
that.
Blindness. Yeah.
That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And I got one more call on the phone line for you. He's been waiting to get in for a minute. He missed the first hour of the show as well. Yeah.
And then we'll go to our guest, Ben Shaverman, who just showed up.
And then after that, we got to take that break. We got to get that break in after
okay,
that.
Okay. We'll talk to, so we're going to talk to John and then go to break and then talk to Ben.
Right.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay. Hey, John, how you doing, John?
I'm doing fine. Michael, Lynn, all the gang down there. Congratulations on 8 years of good, I would say, like Ed Sullivan, a really, really good shoe.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a great listener, John.
Thank you, John.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful, yes. It's a really good show. Like I said, last week I told you it's like a rainbow of different guests, and you just, you know, make your day when you can call in here and listen to everybody talking about different things and what they've done in their lives and all this kind of stuff. So it's good quality radio for live entertainment, as they say.
And this is John from Indiana.
Every Sunday.
Thank you, John, from Indiana. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
We're getting orders to go to break.
We're going to go to break. Thanks for calling in, John from Indiana. Thank you so much. Thanks for being a great listener. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Some mistakes are too much fun to only make once.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right, believe it or not, this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. If you missed any part of this show, especially in the beginning where we had some problems, go to our webpage. An hour and a half after the show's over, we archive the show. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. There's about 400 other shows. It goes by the year, by the way. So if you want this show, it'll be 2023. That's the date, in case you don't know this year, 2023. In case you're somewhere else in the world, 2023, that's this year. Yeah, if you missed it. If you just came on board this year, well, what can I tell you? Well, you made me a baby, but then you would be too young for the show. Anyway, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. 407-894-6090. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, and now we go to another sponsor that supported our show for many years. Actually, I mentioned it before because we thought he wasn't going to be here, but he is. And we'd like to welcome back Ben Shaberman from Foundation Fighting Blindness. And Ben is the Vice President of Science Communications there at Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome back, Ben Shaberman.
Welcome.
Well, thanks, Lynn and Michael. Happy anniversary. Congratulations. It's a wonderful milestone. 400 shows. That's pretty mind-blowing.
Well, good 8 years. It's a little more. 8 years. Yeah. Today's 8 years on the radio. Yep.
And say hello. We have our whole team on tonight. We have Sheila Young and Dave Hillebrand, Gary Sinclair, and Charles Brooks.
Hi, Ben.
Well, hello, Sheila, David, Charles, and I forgot
Gary. We all thank you for being a sponsor for Foundation Fighting Blindness. We thank Foundation Fighting Blindness so much for being a great sponsor.
And we would like you to please give our thanks to Chris Adams also.
Yes, certainly.
That you introduced us to him years ago already. Yep. My goodness.
It's been a few years. And I just wanted to say, you know, we at the foundation are all about research, driving research to save vision and restore vision. But community is so important to people, especially with visual impairments. It's important to all of us. And I think it's wonderful that you create this community every Sunday evening. You're informative, you have fun, and you keep going. That's pretty impressive. So,
well, because I'm being blind myself, as a blind person myself, I feel it's very important as far as, let's just say, the brain to be laughing and having fun. And I think it's the show is like medicine to our blind community, because they need us. I need the show as well, because
right.
There's all kinds of medicine in this world. You take a pill, it's medicine. This show is like medicine to people that are sitting at home alone. They need something. Here we are, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We have our own community. Radio community.
People listening all over the world to the radio show.
And you're so accessible because you're on the radio, you're on the internet. And
yes.
That's wonderful.
And the smart speakers and the Victor readers and you name it, tune in
radio.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Exactly.
Echo Dot.
Oh, we definitely appreciate the hard work that you guys do. And the fact that there's going to be hundreds of people who are going to be able to see because of the work you're doing now. So, and all so much stuff just coming out in the last year or two, and lots ahead. So pretty exciting, really, that the possibilities I've been hearing about.
Very true. We're always announcing new things. A company called Nanoscope just announced early results from a clinical trial to restore vision to people with advanced vision loss. Another company, Sparing Vision, is getting ready to dose people in their clinical trial to save their central vision. And everyone can learn about it at fightingblindness.org.
You just mentioned another. Yep.
And research has led to that. So.
Ben,
exactly.
Thank you, David. Ben,
tell us about your podcast.
Oh, sure. Happy to talk about my podcast. I Am the Cure. It comes out every 2 weeks. You can get it on all the major podcast hosting sites: Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora, Spotify, etc. And I have usually the guest is somebody in the science field, somebody who's developing a therapy of some type. But I also have just people who are affected that are doing amazing things. The current guest is a woman named Marina. Marina Madrid. She is with a company called Celino, and they're a cell manufacturer. And they have some really innovative technology to manufacture cells for trials, and it's amazing technology. You know, they can take your blood or your skin, and they can also ultimately make it into retina. They turn it back to a stem cell-like state, then they coax it forward to become retina. And so you can put your own cells back in your eye, which has a lot of advantages. No immune reaction. So that's what Soleno does a great job manufacturing.
But then Ben, how do you spell your podcast? Because is it the letter I?
Oh, good question. It's just EYE on the cure. If you go to fightingblindness.org or our homepage and just scroll down, there's a big spot that always shows the current podcast.
Gotcha.
But if you go to the major platforms and EYE on the cure, you'll find it as well. Excuse me, I'm have a lot of emergency vehicles going by me, but I'm fine here. Anyway, yeah, that's how you get to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Ben, for sharing our anniversary special with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege. It always has been. And at least 400 more shows I'm wishing you here. Well, so
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Please give our regards to Chris.
Yes, please.
I will. Okay. I will.
Thank you.
I'm going to check out the podcast myself. I'm
looking forward to it. Actually.
Thank you.
Go for it.
Take care. Thank you, Ben.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. So now it's trivia time. Trivia time. David, you're up with your trivia. David, your trivia is up.
All right. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to make it nice and easy. All you have to do is tell me who did this song. The title of the song will be just a little too easy, but a great classic rock group from the 70s and 80s. And when Chris puts this on, I know you're going to know. So call us 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by.
Michael ain't going to know this one.
No, but Lynn quite likely will.
I know this.
Lynn knows it. I don't know it.
Oh, no, you said you know
it. I know the group.
Yeah.
The group I know.
Mr. Chris.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The group I know. Of course I know the group.
Are you there, Mr. Shaw, engineer extraordinaire?
Is he there? You at home?
I think he's juggling stuff. He may not have.
Yeah, I'm ready. Sure. I'll stay ready. I got you.
Okay. So we got this song that I was talking about, and it's by this group. And when you play the song, people are going to know who it is. So if you would whip out that song, let's see.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody knows that.
Getting
me up dancing.
Danley, get off. Sheila, off the table, Sheila. Off the table.
Good music.
All right, that'll give us a good enough.
While we're waiting for a caller to call in, I got to tell you about next week's show.
Yes.
While waiting for a call.
Who did that song? Call us at 407-894-1680. Who were the performing band for that tune? And operators are standing by.
Good choice, Dave.
While we're waiting for a call, I'm going to call in, tell you about next week's show. Next week's show. is Easter Sunday. So we're going to do a special thing. This is going to be a not a best of. It's a pre-recorded show. It's going to be all basically my friend Sid Payne and myself are doing a show based on my family's record business. You all wanted to know how I know things or where I came from. Well, if you listen next Sunday, you'll listen to some of the hits that we had in our family business. We published songs. We had a record distributing company. We had a record company. And that's how we know. If you listen to the hits, I'm sure a lot of you will know a lot of these hits that we had. If you like it, we'll have another, let's just say, volume two. This is volume one. We didn't play all the hits. We just played 15 hits that were big at the time that we were in business. But we left out a lot of hits. If we do volume two, we'll play a lot more hits. So if you listen to next Sunday, that's what it shows about. All the hits that my family had. We're only going to play my family's hits. So if you say, how come you didn't play this oldie or this oldie? Because that wasn't my family's business. We're only going to play my family. I'll give you one song, which was my family's business that we were a distributor of. It was called Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler. So that's just one song. Anyway, it's next Sunday, April the 9th, Easter Sunday. It's a pre-recorded show. Hope you listen.
And let us know the following week how you liked it.
Yeah.
Right? If they like it, you'll do it another one.
Yeah. If you like it, we'll do it again, another one.
It'll be interesting to learn because I know your history, but I certainly don't know all of your family's music.
Yeah, we talked about how it happened, so, my parents, how they started it's in the really record business.
Recorded it for them, and then Chris is going to
very exciting.
Produce it. Yeah.
How we started in the record business, how it all happened. And we had the distributing company, we had the publishing company, and we had groups that we recorded that we managed. I was a kid at the time. I had a group later on called The Intruders, and we didn't play that song. We'll play it probably next if we have volume two. But hope you like the show next week.
So, Chris, are there any callers for Dave?
Michael?
Chris, are there any callers for Dave, his song?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Michael.
Unbelievable.
What were you going to say, Gary?
You said whatever you're doing, The Intruders?
What?
What did you say your thing was, The Intruders?
I said the group that I had was called The Intruders. I found them in a barbershop.
Are you sure it wasn't The Instigators?
No, not The Instigators. They were called The Intruders.
That's The Intruders is a great name for a band, though. I'm
Intruders.
Yeah.
They were. We found them. I found them in a barbershop.
Somebody broke in your house? I
was 18 years old at the time.
I thought you sang with them, maybe. Little Mikey and the Intruders.
No, his guy's name was Sonny. Big Sonny, Little Sonny.
Big Sonny, Little Sonny, and y'all intruded.
Yeah,
y'all
barbers.
Y'all in,
they were
invaded everybody's place.
They were barbers. Yep.
I'm about to pass out that nobody knows that who did that song.
Me too.
But listen to the music.
David, is this going to be the first time that nobody knows? Maybe they
nobody knows.
I think so.
Well, hold on. Wait before you go. Wait before you do that.
We're not going to give the answer.
Yeah, just wait because it just blew up. Hold on.
All right. Okay. I know it.
They were feeling guilty, Dave.
Yeah. Thank you for whoever's bailing me out. I thank
while
you.
While we're waiting, I want to thank everybody. First, I want to thank our audience. Thank you for letting us come into your home and listen to our show, your show, for the last 8 years. I want to thank you for listening to us. I want to thank our co-host, the young lady with the, what can I say about her? I can't say enough about her. Sheila Young, you're too much. Even though you dance on the table and you get off the table sometimes. Sheila Young, Gary Sinclair, got him away from saying blind man Gary on the show. I first met him as blind man. I said, I got to stop the blind man. I want to be known as a man, not blind man. So that's blind man Gary Sinclair. I want to thank him. I want to thank David as a musician, as a, he's more than a musician. He's magician. He's all the above. He helps us in every way, shape, or form as far as producing.
Ah, you're too kind.
Unbelievable things.
I try.
Well, he did great job. And then there was Charles, Reverend Charles. He's always there to help us.
Charles is.
And then.
And he reads all the poems.
And then there's you. Then there's you. Without you, there would be no show. My beautiful wife, co-host, my MD, my nurse, my caregiver. Everything I've got, thanks to my wife, Lynn, is she's too much. She's unbelievable to me.
Well, before we take our caller that Chris has, okay, I just want to
all of you.
I just want to thank everybody, Chris, really fast for their friendship all these years.
I want to thank Chris Shaw, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
That goes without
saying. Definitely.
Who's on the line, Chris?
All right, so I have John from Lake Worth, Tony from Wellington, and then I got a special caller that we all love this voice. We all love this young lady. I mean, we love everybody, but this young lady is someone dear to the phone that's on the line with us tonight. So I'm gonna wait till we get to that third caller.
I know who that is.
Yeah,
getting
yeah.
Late. We gotta get late. We only have a few minutes left, so let's go real fast.
All right, so we're gonna move real fast. So we're gonna talk to John from Lake Worth. John, how you doing?
John from Lake Worth.
Hey, guys. This is John from Lake Worth. How you doing?
All right, John.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Hey,
did you know who did that song?
It's the Doobie Boys, the Doobie Brothers, you know?
Yay, you got it.
All right, so you're a winner real fast. You want a $10. Tonight you can choose a Subway or Starbucks.
I'll do the Subway one, I guess.
$10 gift card from Subway he wants. Okay.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in, John.
Give your name and address so we can send it to you, John. Thank you so much.
All right, John. Hold on one moment. All right, John?
Okay, guys.
2 minutes left. 2 minutes left, real fast.
All right,
up.
Let's talk with Tony from Wellington.
Tony from Wellington. Hey, Tony.
Quick.
All right. Well, Tony missed out on that one. I'm going to go to this third caller. Once you hear this voice, you're going to know who it is. So, caller, go ahead and say what you're going to say, caller.
Happy anniversary, you guys. It's Brenda. And yes.
Miss Brenda.
Brenda. I'm Dave's wife. I always have like a scratchy voice because I have acid reflux, GERD. So Dave and I joke that I sound like Marge Simpson from The Simpsons. Like his sisters. Anyway, but happy anniversary, you guys. And
thanks.
I'm so proud of
you. Thank you so much, Brenda.
I think you sound sexy, actually.
Eight years. I cannot believe. Ocho, my favorite number. You guys rock. And just keep reaching out. I'm so proud of everybody. I love that Dave has surrounded himself by such an amazing group of people. You guys, just thank you.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Thank you.
They've been around longer than the Beatles.
I want to say, before we go off the air, I want a special thanks to Charles Brooks for all the different times he has poems and his, let's just say.
Christmas stories.
I'm looking for the right word. His.
He's weathered all the storms.
What?
He's weathered all the storms to be there for us.
That's right.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
And had just the right words to say.
Yeah.
He always has the right words to say, Charles. Yep. Thank you so much. We love you.
God is good.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
And that wraps it up.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Stay tuned for next week. Don't go away. Next week's a great Easter Sunday. So listen, folks. Thank you.
Happy Passover and happy Easter to everybody.
Yeah. Happy Passover, happy Easter, everybody. And thank you so much for listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's our 8th anniversary show. Hope you liked it. Hope you enjoyed it. Write to us sometime at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Good night,
cheers,
everybody. Love you all.
Don't
go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Love you guys.
Love you. Be safe. Safe travels.
Bye, everybody.
so many things that's held us down.